News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
I'm joined by Gabby Gadavascacha, who is the BBC's Dublin correspondent, to have a look at some of the stories you may not yet have seen and give some analysis on those that you have. In a minute, we're going to be talking office jargon, but until then, we'll put a pin in it and circle back. The former Taoiseach has been called to come out by the Taoiseach. This is the man, the TD, who gave a character reference to a man convicted of sexual exploitation. Now, whatever about giving a character reference to individuals who may have slipped, who may have accidentally fallen on bad times, the individual in question here was castigated by the judge for a lack of remorse and for not having much in the way of redeeming features. First of all, why would a former TD do this? And secondly, why do you think the former TD isn't coming out?
Well, we do know that it is a former TD because we did hear earlier in the court that it was just a TD earlier in the court case. But we do now know that it is a former TD.
And of course, that set hairs running because everybody's saying, who is it? And part
it could
of the
be one of a myriad out. Of people. I mean, obviously, a number of TDs is a set number. But former TDs, there are much more. So Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Taoiseach Simon Harris, they're both saying they don't know who the former TD is. Simon Harris certainly saying that he is going to check that it's not a member of my party. He says, I have no knowledge whether it's a government TD, an opposition TD, I don't know who it is. But he is going to ask Fine Gael General Secretary John Carroll to contact every TD in the party to seek an assurance. And he said that all party leaders should do that too. Now, Micheál Martin was asked about this on Sunday, and he said that he didn't know who it was. He said that it may come up in due course, that he says he doesn't know who the TD is, and that the issue is very unclear. But he's also saying, I would expect any TD who would have done that to come forward. So are we going to find out who it is, especially if they're a former TD? It's difficult to say at this stage.
But it does mean that somewhere there is an individual who previously held a seat in the Dáil who now knows that their choice is lie or be publicly pilloried.
Well, I mean, are they lying? Unless there's a journalist somewhere who's going to ask an email every single former living TD, is this you?
Well, if it happens to be government parties and if they're doing the ring around that says I want assurance that it's not you, ultimately they're going to have to say it wasn't me.
Well, maybe they're not in the party anymore. Maybe they've passed.
That's true. Could be independent.
It's very difficult to know exactly, especially when you say that they're a former TD. So it's a bit of a needle in the haystack, isn't it?
It's also an extraordinary thing at the heart of it to have done, because being a former TD does add a level of credibility. That's why people ask for these kind of character references, and the strategic choice to give this individual a character reference, it's hard to countenance.
Look, we hear about these stories once every while where somebody will crop up who's given a reference to somebody that perhaps they shouldn't have. And of course, it, you know, usually ends up reflecting badly on them. I think there's a certain element of, well, they're in my constituency and I kind of had no choice. But I think certainly in recent times, we've learned that politicians who do that, they tend to suffer blowback.
Now, I know you have moved on to greater things since your time in the political world, but put that hat back on briefly, because apparently income tax cuts are on the agenda for October. Now, this is odd, given that there's been a lot of poor mouth talk in respect of fuel costs and excise duties and all the rest of it. But apparently workers didn't get enough of a shake of the stick the last time.
Yes, and I think in fairness, the budget from last year really didn't go very far enough. And I think government figures now will acknowledge that and they'll say, actually, you know, we could have probably done more for the people. And of course, they're under unbelievable pressure now to come up with something quite significant in October. So Jack Chambers now is saying the Fianna Fáil does support income tax cuts in the budget. I think Fine Gael certainly are in favour of it. The Finance Minister, Simon Harris, Taoiseach, the two, of course, doubling down on his insistence that an income tax package will be introduced in a time of challenge. And the Irish Independent is reporting that Jack Chambers is saying that help for workers will be a priority. And so this seems to mean that, you know, income tax cuts firmly on the table, Jack Chambers saying.
Although the problem with that, of course, Gabby, is that the net cost of any kind of income tax reduction tends to be very significant. And at the same time, however welcomed it'll be, all of the fiscal advisory councils and everybody else are saying we are overspending as is.
Well, what we hear often is that even though income tax cuts are maybe delayed or pushed back or, usually the rise of inflation kind of offsets it, so people don't necessarily feel it. Now, Jack Chambers is saying that personal tax measures are going to be a priority given last year's budget didn't give workers a break. And that is really the challenge for government. I mean, they've been hearing for years and years and years that we're spending too much, that the corporation tax receipts are not reliable enough. And then, of course, they turn around and suddenly there's a couple of billion lying around there for tax cuts, or even they whip them out as they did after the protests when they were unbelievable pressure. So I think we're expecting to see perhaps a livelier budget in October than last year's budget.
Now, to office jargon, 9 out of 10 people have admitted in a survey that they are confused by the normal language of the office, and that half of what they say and other people say, they say, doesn't make sense to them.
Well, this is a survey that's been reported on in the Irish Daily Mail. It was commissioned by Smarty Mobile, and it found that many people don't really understand what that jargon means. So from, you know, a poll of 2,000 adults, 89% wished colleagues would just speak in plain English, from words such as synergy to leveraging. Most ridiculed phrases were TLDR, which is too long, didn't read Anton. Shift the needle, which I guess is switching top of conversation.
No, it's not. Oh, no, no.
It's not?
No,
oh, sorry.
No, moving the needle means having an impact.
Oh, I see.
You did something there, Gabby.
Okay,
but it
so you know obviously
the
all the phrases. Let's whiteboard this, Anton. Why don't we come up with...
Let's whiteboard this.
Like brainstorming, I guess. You're on a whiteboard and you come up with little
I thought
ideas.
Whiteboarding it was like putting a pin in it.
No, whiteboard is like a whiteboard you get in school when you write ideas on it.
Let's circle back to this.
I think. We'll circle back another time. And one third have confessed they've pretended to understand the jargon just to avoid embarrassment. 12% say they've no idea what a key takeaway is.
And they've broken down the list. They say one is we need to cascade this, which means just pass this on to other people. Let's sense check that. Does it actually make any sense? And let's do a deep dive. In other words, let's look at this properly. Finally, before you go, interesting news from the States. Tucker Carlson, who is one of the chief apologists for Donald Trump, including stumping for him about 5 days before his election, and ultimately sacrificing $700 million from Fox because he was so voracious in his desire to support Donald Trump by defaming Dominion. He has now abandoned him totally.
And there is some unrest in the MAGA camp, isn't there? And I mean, if you look at Marjorie Taylor Greene, for example, I mean, she's certainly defected. And Tucker Carlson is another one. He's saying that he regrets backing Donald Trump and he's tormented by it. Now, the conservative podcaster has admitted he misled supporters as his rift with the US president deepens over the Iran war. He was speaking to, interestingly, his brother, who was also a former Trump speechwriter, Buckley Carlson, on the Tucker Carlson show. And he's saying, look, we'll be tormented by it by a long time. And I want to say I'm sorry for misleading people. It was not intentional. That's all I'll say. Now, interestingly, in 1999, he called Trump as the single most repulsive person on the planet. And he actually beat pundits then in calling for Trump to be taken seriously before he won his first presidency in 2016. But now he's had a change of heart.
Gabby, thank you so much. Gabby Gadavascacha there, BBC's Dublin correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.